IBEC, the group that represents Irish business, wants Dublin City Council to delay the implementation of new traffic plans for Dublin City Centre. They're due to come into effect in August. The traffic plan, designed to create a low-traffic city centre, will see more space for public transport, for cycling and walking, and has the support of most parties in Dublin City Council. Now, among the changes and under the plan, you'd have bus gates on the quay, which would curtail traffic passing towards O'Connell Bridge north and south. But IBEC wants an urgent examination of how the traffic proposals will affect access to the city centre and to businesses in the capital. So I'm joined in studio by Aidan Sweeney, who's IBEC's Head of Infrastructure and Environmental Sustainability, and by Una Morrison, who's the Chair of the Dublin Cycling Campaign. Thank you both for coming into studio this morning. Aidan, will you set out your stall and tell us why, you know, just under 3 months out from the start of these changes now, the start of these new traffic plans for Dublin City Centre, you want to delay?
Well, we're actually, good morning. What we're calling for is to hit pause on the implementation of the plan that is actually going to introduce major road changes starting in August for two very simple reasons. First, Dublin City Council, both the elected representatives and the City Council itself, when they were designing the plan and even in the report, said they'd have comprehensive engagement with local businesses on what the plan means. The plan in its essence is reduce the number of people travelling through the city centre. So those unnecessary journeys that don't have any destination within the city centre. Mm. Cars and public transport, our whole system is orientated having to travel through the city centre, north, south or east, west. Mm. So everybody has to go through that. The issue is to reduce that. But what the plan hasn't done is given sufficient weighting to the businesses operating within the city centre. So those that are employing people, those that are actually in retail, those that are actually looking to deliver to those businesses, and practical steps about how they would actually get access starting in August. What does it mean for people getting to their own place of work?
How do people generally, do you have stats on how people get to their place of work in and around the city centre?
Well, the issue for us is that it is obviously the high proportion of people getting public transport. I don't have the stats to hand about that, but what I do have is the issues around how the practical issues around deliveries. How do you actually get within these new plans, if they restrict routes, what does it actually mean in terms of those that maybe need to get there?
So you're worried, are you, that the deliveries won't be able to access the stores in the city centre, but isn't there provision made for those? They come in early in the mornings or late evenings?
In certain routes, if they close off the routes and create new civic plazas, is how do businesses along those areas get serviced? How do those actually routes can actually... where did the vans pull up and actually deliver within their health and safety regulations? The other issues that we have is how do people with accessibility issues access the, you know, retail establishments?
Customers.
How do actually, you know, what do the new routes look like? So we have genuine concerns from businesses. What does this actually mean? The awareness thing.
Una, can you answer any of those concerns? Now, you know, you're not speaking for Dublin City Council. You represent the Dublin Cycling Campaign and you support ease of access for cyclists around the city centre. But, you know, genuine concerns here about staff access to their workplace, delivery access to their businesses, and people with mobility issues, as Aidan is saying, accessing shopping.
Yes, well, I can answer a couple of those questions that you put to Aidan. So we know that 57% of the people who travel into the city centre are travelling by public transport, and bus is the primary means of transport at the moment. And is it fair that a bus of 80-odd people is being challenged and delayed by rows of single occupant cars going through the city centre, because 60% of car journeys into the city centre are continuing on as through traffic. Mm-hmm. So the whole premise of this plan is to discourage people and from travelling, driving in public, in private cars across the city centre, mm-hmm. and making other choices rather than going through the city core, which would enable a cleaner, warmer, calmer city centre for all these businesses.
But what about the deliveries?
Well, we can see on Grafton Street, you know, this has been pedestrianised for many, many years. There's no problem with deliveries to Grafton Street, and I don't think that's a challenge. There is plenty of options to make sure that'll work. It is not that the deliveries will still be enabled into the city centre. It is only particular points that there will be no left turn and no right turn, or the bus gate that you mentioned. Okay. For example, when the when on the North Keys, when the turn right across O'Connell Bridge was brought into effect, that brought a nearly 70% reduction in car traffic to enable the Lewis Cross City work. And that has brought so many more people into the city centre who are spending money, who are bringing the city centre to life and bringing business to these to Aidan's organisations.
I want to let Aidan back in because some answers there. 57% of transport or 57% of people accessing the city by public transport, according to Una, that could increase if public transport will be able to get around the city at a faster pace and deliveries happening already.
Footfall is down in the city.
Is it, well, is that because we've come through COVID?
It's mostly through COVID, changing working patterns and everything like this. So the question is about this plan needs to be seen in the context of how it's going to contribute to the vibrancy of the city centre. So what we're saying is the pause is not only to address the immediate concerns and direct engagement with businesses that they've already had that commitment from Dublin City Council to have, and it hasn't happened in a meaningful manner. But the second and most important reason, what we're calling for the urgent examination of this, is how this plan will interact with other plans currently being developed by government and other agencies that are going to impact the city centre. So one of the concerns from businesses is antisocial behaviour. What are the new civic plazas? Are they going to be creating no-go areas? And this has happened in other cities with the introduction of these areas. So with the new government city centre task force, for instance, that has 12 weeks to come back, that is looking at areas around public transport, safety and accessibility in the city, we're saying wait to see what that report will do.
You're broadening this out from strictly being a need to be able to take transport into the city, are you, to a much wider issue around objections here around civic and green areas because you're afraid of antisocial behaviour?
No, what we're saying is this plan is actually goes farther than just simply road reallocation. It's actually creating civic plazas that have been developed from the point of view of a transport mobility and logic, but not looking at how they're going to be used.
Okay, so you want to press the pause till you have all of the other reports, including the task force. You wanted to go ahead as planned.
Most definitely.
In August.
Yes, most definitely. We have a climate crisis. We need to move our transport away from public transport.
More,
from
to come on this subject. For now, Aidan Sweeney and Una Morrison, thank you both very much for your time this morning.